Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Attorney Mr. Anderson, why don't you ask your question?
Is this the type of event, unauthorized, that should be reported up the chain? Excuse me, if unauthorized, it should be reported up the chain.
This situation that you're describing, though, was a case that was being conducted in pursuit of a further diagnosis. In that situation, it was a action that was being pursued according to hospital policy. So it was an approved action.
And I take it that that's a no, it shouldn't be reported up the line, according to you. I mean, really, it was a yes or no, should it be reported up or should it not? Yes or no, sir? Should it be reported up the line or should it not be reported up the line?
I don't know whether it was reported up the line or not. What I'm trying to do is make a distinction that if it was in following a patient care diagnosis strategy and following the hospital policy, then it is an action that could have been taken. Was it reported up the line? Could have been.
Okay. In fact, in this case, it was reported up the line, was it not? The risk management?
I believe it was through a existing shelter order.
Okay. Now, what about a social worker putting my client on her lap and kissing her without the parents' knowledge or authorization?
Objection.
If that becomes known, should that be something that's reported up the line?
Objection, mischaracterization.
Overruled, you can answer that.
Could you repeat it, please?
Sure. Putting my client, a social worker, putting my client on her lap and kissing her. Is that the type of thing, if discovered, should be reported up the line?
I'm not aware that that specific event actually occurred as you described it.
We have our jury here to decide that, but go ahead.
I answered it. I'm not sure that that event occurred as you described it.
Okay, let's just assume for the purposes of this question, since you're up here as an expert, that that happened. Is that the kind of thing that should be reported up the line?
If that was raised as a complaint by the family, yes. I do not believe that was raised as a complaint by the family.
Again, sir, how are the Kowalskis to know this is happening to their daughter if no one tells them?
Again, sir, the information you're bringing forth is not one that I've seen documented that that actually occurred.
Okay. Let's look at then the did you, in your review, note that Dr. Katzenstein was notified of concerns of Ms. Beatty about her behavior?
I did not see any of that in the record of my review.
That was not provided to you?
I did not see it in a review that I did.
Did you receive the All Children's Hospital? Did you see the All Children's Hospital corrective action notice on Ms. Beatty?
No. Okay. In the record, I saw that it was referenced as an oral warning to her, and I did not see any written notice of that in the record.
Okay. Well, then let's bring up Trial Exhibit 2278-036. I'm aware of the time, Your Honor. And let the record reflect that this is the counseling date of November 18th, 2016, All Children's Health Notice Corrective Action. Have you ever seen this document?
Sir, I do not recall having seen this document.
Would it matter to you, sir, in your evaluation, if you look down under previous counseling corrective action, that Ms. Beatty here had been counseled two previous occasions on her professional behavior? Would that have affected your opinion?
Can I ask the witness that you showed both pages of the document, not just excerpts, so we can see if this is going to be
important? Sure. If you need to see the second page, I'm getting to it, but...
pulling out excerpts and asking if he's seen that, I'd like him to see the whole document.
Mr. Anderson, conduct it the way he wishes to at this time. If the witness wants to see both pages, then...
Absolutely, Your Honor.
We can do that.
And I'll get to it. But for right now, would it affect your opinion that on two prior occasions, Kathy Beatty had been counseled regarding professional behavior issues?
That reflects that she has been counseled. I don't know what the outcome of the counseling was. I don't know what it was for. The fact that someone brings something to her attention in a corrective way is the proper process. In the human resource records that I saw, I did not see reference to this activity.
Let's go up to the specific misconduct.
Mr. Anderson, I've got to be in a meeting in 6 minutes. So I just shall let you know.
I shall be done in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Will that give you enough?
Go for it.
All right, just a couple questions. Let's go up real quick under specific statement of specific misconduct. Do you see that there?
Yes.
And do you see that the problem complaint of the specific conduct was Ms. Beatty saying, do you want to take this outside? You see that?
Yes.
Would that indicate to you that Ms. Beatty here, at least from what you're reading, is challenging a fellow worker to a fight?
It's a statement that she was aggressive.
Well, usually when people say, you want to take this outside, it means they're challenging him to a fight, is it not?
And I think this is what is being referred to as when she was issued an oral warning for that activity.
Final question, sir. Is this the kind of person that should really be put on as the primary contact and controller of a 10-year-old little girl in Maya Kowalski's situation?
Based on Ms. Beatty's record, based on the evaluations that she had seen, based on the information that she was provided by her supervisors, she was assigned to this patient, and I don't see anything that would have prohibited that being done.
One minute, 30 seconds.
Hey, members of the jury, this is one of those days that I actually have a meeting that I have to appear at. So we're going to take lunch. I'm going to ask that they be back at 1:30, ready to go. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information.
All right. Jurors at stake.
Jury's out of our presence. If witness Mr. Anderson is back at 1:15, is that appropriate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, witness Mr. Anderson, you're in the middle of your testimony. There's still questions to be had. You cannot have any discussion with anybody about your testimony, including the lawyers. And I think it's probably best that you just avoid both sets of lawyers. You go and have your own lunch and come back and not participate or be around any of the lawyers. Let's do it that way. We'll be back at 1:15.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're in recess until 1:15.
We would like to request the standard jury instruction 601.2 be given, which is it is entirely proper for a lawyer to talk to a witness about what testimony the witness would give if called to the courtroom. The witness should not be discredited because the witness talked with the lawyer about his or her testimony.
I assume you mean for me to do it right this second as opposed to or in addition to the end.
Yes, that's the request. Given the implications raised by Mr. Anderson.
I think I can just do it at the end. I don't think it's appropriate to do it at this moment.
Okay. All right, then, do you want to do exhibits, Judge?
I am.
Oh, great. Do you mind if I sit?
That's fine.
Okay. So we would like to look at 3227, 144. This is an Instagram photo taken on February 9th, 2016, and posted by Maya.
3227, what number?
144.
Can you pull it up, please?
February 9th, 2016. Good.
Objection, relevance. I think we faced a number of cumulative objections for trying to introduce those to Maya Kowalski, so I'm not sure what this adds to the case.
Well, if I need to respond, I can, Judge.
Sure.
It adds several things. One, it is 3 days before she is in Dr. Barr's office saying that she has pain that is like fire throughout her entire body. Secondly, it shows that her ears are pierced, which goes to several people testifying that piercings would be cause pain with RSD. And it shows no lesions on the skin. And I don't think we've put in many photographs at all yet.
It does nothing to establish if she had her ears pierced recently or this exists. I think it's since she was 4 or 5 years old. So I'm not sure what that adds.
And I don't think touching her ear or earring...
The court will receive into evidence 3227-0144. But let me ask you this. All of this metadata at the bottom.
We can delete that. I want the date on it, but we can delete the metadata if you want.
I mean, does the plaintiffs care? I just want to.
Right. We did delete some of it, but I'm happy to delete all of that, Judge, as long as the date remains.
We don't have any objection to the metadata.
No. Okay. The next one would be 3227-0135. The significance of this photo, Judge, is that this is the day after she's in Dr. Barr's office saying that her pain is like fire throughout her body. I think the jury should be able to see the photograph the next day, which would indicate no, plus there are no lesions visible on her skin.
Objection, that is absolutely not the purpose. They are going to attempt to make the jury believe, I don't know what about Maya in that pose, but we assert 403 on that. Any probative value is far outweighed by the prejudice of attempting to show this young girl as anything other than a young girl.
Judge, this isn't like surveillance. This is a photograph she took of herself and posted on Instagram. It's the day after she was in a doctor's office telling them she has pain throughout her entire body like fire.
The court will receive the evidence 3227-0135.
Thank you. This is taken on April 23rd, 2016. Shows her wearing a metal bracelet around her wrist and her hand and no lesions.
Don't we all, cumulative, Your Honor, don't we already have not only testimony but other photographs?
Okay, I'll let this one in, but Ms. Crowes, we're getting to the point where...
That's fine, Judge.
I mean, we almost have a family photo album of probably about 40 or 50 pictures by now.
I did try to pick different days, Judge. I do have one more along those lines, though, that I'd like the court to look at.
Sure.
That is 3227-0441. The significance of this photo is that this is July 16, when she's in a wheelchair. You can see that she is sitting on the edge of a table of some sort, raising her left leg. And this is when she is in a wheelchair.
Objection, this is again cumulative to about seven or eight other photos and indicates what? That she can sit in more than a wheelchair? What is it probative of other than just some kind of prejudice? I don't understand.
This is when she's in. This is when she goes to the hospital. This is during Dr. Hanna's treatment. She's
there.
In a wheelchair, supposedly. She can't move her legs. This is a photo taken on July 16, 2016. She's sitting with her own body without any support on a hard surface, not in a wheelchair.
Don't we have video of her playing around in the pool and demonstrating her upper body strength based on the ketamine infusions, based on where she was with her therapies?
I'm going to let in 3227-0441.
Thank you, Judge.
And cumulative, by the way. Cumulative to other ones and does not demonstrate anything other than what is already in the records. Yes, she can play the piano.
Well, the other piano one was not during the admission of the hospital. I don't remember the date, but I know it wasn't during the hospital because it was at home.
Yes.
I'm going to admit, what number is this?
3089.
3089, the book receives.
3232-0819.
3233.
Let's go ahead and put it up, whatever it is.
It's a blog by Fialkowski, dated 8-10-2015. We were going to redact the comments above and below, Judge. I thought that had been done. But so it would start at user Fialkowski, and then the text, and then the date at the bottom.
Didn't I just let in yesterday a whole series of emails from Beata Kowalski over any number of dates?
Those were all, I've thought about all about the coma. This is...
Well, no, 10th. I mean, there were lots of them because they went not only during the November of 2015, but they went all the way almost
in
2016.
Let me take a step back from that, Judge, and look at what was admitted before we go to this.
Because, I mean, there's a cumulative issue.
Yeah.
I let in a whole bunch of them.
Sorry, let me see if I can find that, Judge. Okay.
Well, if you're going to cry, I'm not going
to. I think he's talking to Mr. Whitney.
I'm sorry?
He is.
Yes, we're talking
we're about it. Sorry.
He's very mad at me. I didn't ask the questions he wanted to.
Okay.
It's just, if you all want to talk to each other, you really need to push the silence button and...
I understand.
I mean, we all hear when
including the jury.
Yeah, including like doing this with your fingernails, like I just did, and all sorts of other moving the microphone like that doesn't really do it. You need to hit the mute button and hold on to it when you want to have that discussion. I see the TV gentlemen are probably would be very happy if you did that. He's shaking his head yes.
Yes, sir.
What's next, Ms. Crowes?
Judge, we would like to revisit 31389. That was the Tribeca Film Festival, and I'd like to clarify to the court that the photo you left in as 7 was from 2022. We removed all references to our Tribeca, so it is simply the 2023 photo we have. The previous one of her with her boyfriend is from 2022, where it looks like she's going to the prom or something. See, we've removed all references to the Tribeca Film Festival. That was the prejudice that was claimed. It is a 2023 photograph of her with her boyfriend.
I maintain my ruling on 3138.009.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm not reconsidering. It's not in. Obviously, in 2023, the jury has seen Maya Kowalski here. I'm just saying.
I think the testimony of Maya Kowalski with respect to her life has been dramatically... Although she acknowledged she had a boyfriend, she only goes over to his house, they don't do anything. I'm suggesting, Judge, that in fairness to the defense, we should be able to present other aspects of her life that have not been testified to in front of this jury.
Tribeca film photo is out.
Okay.
What's next? We're getting close to 1:30.
Okay. All right. Well, there's nothing else that needs to be in front of us today, Judge.
Are we... Anything else we need to talk about? Witness Mr. Anderson before we bring him in?
Judge, we would move to strike the opinions having to do with standard of care based on 90.704703 on the fact that from the evidence, the witness conducted virtually no independent analysis of the evidence in order to render such opinion, and therefore that both the foundation and the predicate of this were lacking, and thus there was no basis for those opinions rendered.
Well, I think the jury can make the determination based on the questions that have already been asked and I'm sure will be asked.
Yes, sir.
Only other thing, Your Honor, is...
So we're back to tag-teaming again?
No, no, I'm not arguing the issue. No. I'm bringing up witnesses for tomorrow. We only know Dr. Sal Smith.
Nurse Alicia Alcida.
The nurse assistant with the photographs.
I'm not sure I'm saying her last name. Correctly.
I know who you're talking about. And who else?
Those are the only two live witnesses, hence the need for depositions.
Understood. And we're done designating Dr. Hanna, counter-designating, so...
Okay. And so at some point, when do you think I will be able to receive the objections? And I might not. Someone send the actual deposition over. I know I got something for Dr. Hanna a few minutes.
I'm sure they weren't highlighted, Judge, with designations, if that matters. I don't know if you need it highlighted. We're just going to give you our objections.
I just need the what I'm supposed to rule on and the deposition, hopefully the full-size deposition. And I'll take it from there.
Okay.
But I just need that information.
Understood. Yeah.
Anything else about anything before we bring in the jury?
No, just procedurally, Mr. Anderson, are you done with your cross?
I am done with my cross.
Just a couple minutes of redirect, and then we'll yield to jury questions.
Okay. Let's bring in the jury. Let's go get witness Mr. Anderson. Members of the jury, I want to confirm while you were away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves, you did no investigation, and received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And no one approached you about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you did not see any media coverage about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mr. Shapiro, it's your turn, sir.
Mr. Anderson, just to clarify the sequence of events, last night you and I met, is that right?
Right.
Okay. You gave me your opinions?
Correct.
And then I discussed with you what topics I'd like to cover in front of this jury, is that right?
Correct.
I gave you an outline of the topics that I wanted to cover, is that right?
Correct.
I didn't tell you what the answers needed to be, did I?
No.
Okay. The answers that you're giving to the jury today are your own?
Correct.
Objection, it's bleeding. Let it go a little bit.
Sustain on this issue.
Okay. The answers that you gave to the jury, where did they come from?
They were my own, from my own experience and my own observations of the data that I read.
Okay. And I know that at this point in the trial, you're one of several experts that the jury has heard from, but in your experience serving as an expert, is there anything unusual about meeting with the attorney the night before?
No.
Okay. You were asked about a performance review of Miss Betty. May I approach the witness with a document?
Show it to Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Attorney Mr. Anderson, I should say.
If I may approach.
Yes.
And take a moment to read both pages, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Anderson. Is this the two-page document, the full document that you had discussed with me earlier about you being aware of one verbal write-up?
Correct.
Okay, so I had provided that to you before testifying.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. In reviewing the document, does that show any impropriety with another patient, or was it employee to employee?
It was employee to employee.
You were asked about any notification from the family about Miss Betty's conduct. Do you remember that testimony? Mr. Anderson had asked you if the hospital ever received notification about the family complaining about something Miss Betty had done. Do you remember getting that question?
Not in the way you're...
Okay. There's no... In your review of the record, was there any notification from the family complaining about Miss Betty regarding
any improper touching or stroking or anything
no.
of that nature?
Okay. No.
And finally, regarding, just briefly, on the joint commissions, the accreditation body for hospitals, in your experience as a hospital executive officer, is that a requirement for hospitals to participate in federal funding programs?
The joint commission is a volunteer activity. If they choose to go through it and are accredited, then they are enabled to bill for federal funding.
And from your review of the materials you have, either publicly available or otherwise, did it appear that all children's had participated in that program?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
Mr. No, you don't understand. Members of the jury. Have I got them all, or are there any more coming? Number of questions, why don't you all step back? Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information.
All right, so let's exit. All right, jurors enter.
And Mr. Witness Anderson, or Witness Mr. Anderson, let me ask the jury my questions. I want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves, did no investigation, and received no information. Is that correct?
Correct.
No media?
Correct.
No contact?
Correct.
Okay. And witness Mr. Anderson was outside the presence when I went over these questions with the attorneys, so this will be the first time he's hearing them. Mr. Anderson, if the hospital had all of the proper protocols in place and periodic department reviews, would a patient or patient's parents' complaints about a specific employee be documented and reviewed by supervisors, especially if the complaints were multiple?
Yes. When the parents make a complaint, it would go through whoever they complain to. If they're complaining to a physician, go through that process with an employee the same. But it would be looked at and followed up through HR and with the employee if there was an official complaint.
Are only performances observed by other staff and peers of an employee documented for review? I think this question follows that last question.
When behavior is looked at as well as complaints or anything that might come to an attention, but a review that is conducted is really the observations of the supervisor, any external comments from other departments, and then the 360 review, where there is commentary from the peers of the employee.
Did you see a letter from Beata Kowalski about action of some of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital's employees in the care of Maya Kowalski? Do you want me to read it again?
Of patients other than Maya?
Let me read it again. Did you see a letter from Beata Kowalski about action of some of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital employees in the care of Maya Kowalski?
I do not recollect that, no.
Do you know the name of the supervisor that did the review of Miss Beattie, and does she still work at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
I believe the name of the supervisor who did the review is Chris Drisdell. I'm sorry, get it out. I have no idea if the individual is still at the hospital or not.
Do you believe the two-day surveillance was done with the right intent, given the statement made between Doctors Dees and Smith that, quote, a 10-year-old can't keep up the charade 24/7, end quote?
I would set aside the comment and answer that I think there was an exploration of a diagnosis that was still being explored, that of is there abuse, so that there was justification for the order.
How many disciplinary meetings were there, and what were they about?
I don't understand that.
I'm assuming the context is Kathy Beattie.
Kathy Beattie?
Yes.
I think from the documentation that I see now is, I think there are two. That's what's referenced.
Did you say the pictures taken were to look for child abuse?
I think that was part of it. I think there is in John Hopkins, if there was an examination to look for abuse, then that was part of the reason for the photographs. But I also think that it's my understanding that if an individual is to make a court appearance or to leave the hospital, there are photographs taken at that time as well.
The photos were taken in January, which is 3 months after Maya was checked into the hospital. You're aware of that?
Not the specific date.
Why did you not review the Joint Commission reports?
The Joint Commission entirety of the report, or reports, is what I was making my comments about was that the hospital had been surveyed and had been accredited, and I wasn't referencing having seen the report. I was acknowledging that they had gone through the process of evaluation by the surveyors and that they had received accreditation for their performance and review.
This is a little bit lengthier question. I am a bit confused as to the reason for the photos you stated. By past witness testimony, I thought the reason for photos when Maya was in her skivvies was before court, and past testimony said another set was taken upon return from Maya's court appearance. In order to document any, quote, new, end quote, body marks while not in the hospital's direct care. In your testimony, you said the Maya disrobe for photos was for, quote, diagnostics, end quote. The, quote, provided documents, end quote, you were provided and reviewed something akin, something photos taken this date of Maya to be used for diagnosis or for comparison? Or do you recall what you read that made you testify the photos were, quote, for diagnostics, end quote?
What I was referencing that I had seen in the documentation was the request for photos by Doctors Dr. Smith and Dees. And that was to assist in the pursuit of the diagnosis of whether or not that was contributed to a diagnosis of child abuse. That was the referencing that I was making.
Mr. Shapiro, do you have further questions?
Not at this time.
Mr. Anderson. Attorney Mr. Anderson.
So you agree that senior hospital management were kept informed regarding Maya's care and treatment between December 2016 and January 2017, right?
Could you repeat that again, please?
You agree that senior hospital management then knew about Maya Kowalski's care during her stay there?
I don't know specifically which senior leaders knew of her stay there. What I was saying in my testimony was that it's very common that there are multiple shelter orders in place and that senior leadership would not necessarily intervene on those cases as long as the care of the patient was proceeding and was not rising to a level of crisis. Patient was stable. That was my reference in terms of indicating why or why not certain individuals might know of Maya's condition in the hospital.
So is your answer yes, you just can't tell us which senior official?
Well, Mr. Anderson, I can't tell you which senior officials knew.
I don't know. We're speaking the same language. I'm saying, are we in agreement that in your opinion, senior management knew, you just can't tell us which one of the senior management? Are we in agreement about that?
I believe that there were senior managers who did know, but I don't know who they were.
Thank you. You've never seen any indication of any review of Ms. Beatty's conduct outside of the corrective action I showed you, right?
Not from Ms. Beatty.
Right. So all of the actions I was talking to you about, in other words, the photography, the sitting on the lap, all those, you never saw anywhere in the records any corrective action as to Ms. Beatty, did you?
No, because I saw no official complaint lodged about any of those activities.
That's not my question. My question was, did you see in your review any indication that anyone at Johns Hopkins took any action regarding that?
No, I did not.
And as to the photos themselves, 48 hours as well, if they were going to be for diagnostic purposes, you would expect to see some medical analysis of them, would you not?
There should have been a review, yes.
And they should have appeared in the medical records, one would think.
That would be the logical place to see them.
Thank you.
Mr. Shapiro.
To be clear, Mr. Anderson, having reviewed the sworn testimony of Ms. Beatty that we did provide you, she denies the allegations against her, does she not?
Yes, she does.
And in terms of your review of what was provided to certain levels of leadership, is what I understand your testimony to be that there were members of risk management that were consulted about certain legal obligations?
That's correct.
Do you know whether those people in risk management were at senior leadership or executive levels versus lower level risk managers?
I do not.
Action leading.
Do you know, as you sit here today, what the level of executive leadership was that were consulted on those questions?
No, sir, not all of them. No.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Anderson?
Can we put up trial exhibit 2277-628A? 2277-628A.
Is it in evidence?
Yes.
It's in evidence.
You may.
Do you know who Jackie Crane is?
I've seen the name on the organizational chart of John Hopkins and knew she was the senior counsel.
Okay. Does this exhibit show a copy to Jackie Crane?
Yes, it does.
And at the bottom there, not the next to the bottom, after a lot of the whiteout, does it advise a doctor to get pictures of the scratches?
Yes, it does.
All right. And when you explained before on that flow chart, that organizational chart, Jackie Crane was directly linked to the president, correct?
She has a reporting relationship to the president.
Nothing further.
No further redirect.
And members of the jury, do any of you have, it looks like we have further questions. Let's see if we can do that just up here without having to send everybody to different locations.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.